On tonight's programme, we have a Rosillo session from December of 1977 and also the first broadcast of our New Order session, which I think you're going to appreciate a great deal. Amongst the records, High Techs, that's a band rather than an observation, Girls at Our Best, Essential Logic, Fire Engines, Galinsky Brothers, Pylon, Brian Eno and David Byrne, The Slits and Human League and a lot of other things besides. Of course, we start with the B-side, in my view the better side, of the first single from Ruts DC, who are at this very moment recording a session for us in the studios downstairs. DC, and that's on Virgin, of course, a single, Formularised, a song written by Kevin Coyne. And now the Blitz Boys from Gloucestershire, Eddie's New Shoes.
Thank you.
That's on Told You So Records, the Blitz Boys, and Eddie's New Shoes. I've always rather appreciated bands which manage to create their own little world and then exist in these little worlds without reference to what's going on around them. And the Rosillos certainly did that, and the Revillos have done in their own turn. This is our Rosillos session from the end of 1977, and My Baby Does Good Sculptures. Yes, oh no, it still sounds terrific to me, I must say. Those are the Rosillos from 1977, My Baby Does Good Sculptures. This next is a track from the Barracudas album, Drop Out With, and it was actually issued as a single, and as a single I didn't play it on the radio. But it sounds better as an LP track. Does that make any sense at all? I think it probably doesn't, but this is I Wish It Could Be 1965 Again. I don't, actually, curiously enough.
I wish it could be 1965 again. In 65, it was him.
I did all of that and more in my time. In fact, in 1965, I was knocking them dead in Oklahoma City at KOMA. Drop Out of the Barracudas is the LP, and that was called I Wish It Could Be 1965 Again. One of the main reasons I played that, if not the only reason, actually, is because in the course of it, it mentioned Riot on Sunset Strip, and this was a record by the Standells.
I'm going down to the strip tonight. I'm not on a stay-home trip tonight. Long hair seems to be the main attraction, but the heat is causing all the action. Bright lights everywhere, pretty girls with long, long hair, but somehow the people, they don't care. Just doesn't seem fair to bug you 'cause you got long hair. Even the parents are beginning to stare 'cause of the siren on our streets that used to be neat, but now it's just a place where black and white cars to race. It's causing a riot.
The only reason I play you that, really, is to show you that I've got a copy of it. Those are the Standells, and it's from an LP on Tower Records called Riot on Sunset Strip, and that, indeed, was the title of the song. I was reading in one of the music papers over the weekend, I think it was somebody from the Human League, I may, of course, be saying about entirely the wrong group, but somebody in the Human League has got his nipples pierced or something and has earrings in them, and when he's feeling particularly aggressive, he wears a chain. How unpleasant that is. I'm glad I don't have to do things like that. Which brings me to the Human League's new single, which comes in a kind of gatefold sleeve with lots of colourful pics, and this is called Boys and Girls.
Cute. Do you think they're wiser than in the past? How
The Human League, and that's a new single, Boys and Girls, the name of it. And we've been trying to get New Order in to do a session for several months now, but they, showing a greater wisdom than us, perhaps, decided to wait until they felt that they got it absolutely right. And they felt so a couple of weeks ago, so the session we have for you tonight. The first from it is called Dreams Never End. That's the first from New Order, Dreams Never End, the name of it, and of course more from the band before the end of the programme. This next is for Emma of Warrington, who is the only listener who sent me a Valentine card. Crushing, really, crushing. Thank you. An extraordinary thing. I just started opening today's mail and came across another one, which came from Susie. I won't give her other name. I don't want to embarrass the poor girl. And that was Well Crucial by Morwell Unlimited from the LP A1 dub. Now the papers on Radioactive. How many more?
I am not frightened by what lies ahead, and I don't believe the American people are frightened by what lies ahead.
Hey, brother, what's the score? Now you're talking about a third world war. I went walking out of doors just a minute. That's a minute man I saw. Electioneering war of the world, them toting cowboys of the right, while Ronnie Wright shotgun the love of the world. For horsemen now riding silently by.
How many more more third world war? How many more more third world war? How many more more third world war? How many? How many more more third world war? How many more more third world war? How many more more third world war? How many?
Toting cowboys of the right, while Ronnie Wright shotgun the love of the world. The horsemen now riding silently by.
How many more for the world war? How many more for the world war? How many more for the world war? How many? How many more for the world war? How many more for the world war?
Together, we're going to do what has to be done.
It couldn't happen, I mean, could it? Those are the papers, and it's a single on Radioactive Records. It's called How Many More? And thank you, Sarah Olive of Sleaford, who's also sent me one of these cards. She says that Valentine's Day is sexist. Is it? I don't know exactly what it is, because there's no qualification about who you should not send Valentine cards to. But it's a bit silly, I will concede that. Anyway, but thank you. I often come through Sleaford, actually, so I could turn up on your doorstep one of these days. This is for Maxine, her brother Craig, and Ryan, I think it is, who are getting married on February the 26th at Middlesbrough Registry Office. That's about all I better say about that. I think these are the Slits. I heard it through the grapevine. Later in the programme, I have a record called I Almost Lost My Mind, which should have followed that, but, you know, Lice is not into it exactly yet, but in a few months' time, you won't miss a trick like that. Those are the Slits, and I heard it through the grapevine, and another from the Rosillos from 1977. No! Those are the Rosillos from 1977, and that's called No. This next record was brought to us by the Au Pairs when they recorded their recent and excellent session for the programme. It's by some people who've got a single coming out shortly on 021 Records, which is where the Au Pairs started out. And the musicians themselves are extremely young. I mean, I don't know how old, and I don't suppose that really matters a great deal, but the singer with the band, slightly older. But listen to the record anyway. It's called Musical. It's by Musical Youth, and this is General.
Don't wait. We shall never forget. Don't wait. What you've done.
Well, next time I play you that, and I shall certainly play it you again, I'll try and find out a little bit more about the band. They're called Musical Youth, and they're connected with the Saltley Music Workshop, which I assume to be in the Birmingham area. And that's called General, and it's coming out eventually on 021 Records. Very nice indeed. Here's a curious thing. Over the weekend, my mate Neil, who's an American who lives in East Anglia, brought a copy of Flexipop magazine, which he got with it, a single by Adam and the Ants, you see, which of course isn't available on any other record. And I was very annoyed because he took it away with him again, because I was hoping he'd leave it behind and I could copy it. And while that was playing, I opened an envelope which had got a copy of the same record in it. So I haven't heard it myself yet. I hope there's no swearing in it, because I know what you do if you hear swearing. I don't suppose there will be, though. So from Flexipop Records and Magazine, Adam and the Ants. That's a flexi-disc, which comes with Flexipop magazine, Adam and the Ants, and that tune sounds achingly familiar, I must say. Now another from New Order. The lineup, for those of you who don't know, and I don't suppose there's a single person listening to the programme who doesn't, but anyway, I'll give it to you. There's Peter Hook, bass and vocals, Bernard Dickin, a.k.a. Albrecht, guitar and vocals, Gillian Gilbert, guitar and synthesizer, and Stephen Morris, drums. This is called Truth. Impressive, I think. That's New Order and Truth, the first session from the programme. Got an LP over the weekend, and it's, you've probably seen it mentioned in the music papers, by Brian Eno and David Byrne of Talking Heads, called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, and really an interesting concept. One of those things, if you see it written down, you think, oh no, you know, not more pretentious nonsense, but in fact, it actually works very well. Art you can dance to, if you like. This is called Help Me Somebody.
We'll be right back.
Really a most encouraging LP, this, actually. My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, Brian Eno and David Byrne. That's called Help Me Somebody. And the extra voice on that belonged to the Reverend Paul Morton, and it was taken from a sermon broadcast on the radio in New Orleans. Actually, I've got a confession to make to you, because amongst my favourite... Well, not amongst my favourite records, things which I sometimes like to listen to, though, are records by the Reverend C.L. Franklin, records of sermons, and he's Aretha Franklin's dad. And I once heard one when I was driving through some of this years and years and years ago, as you can imagine. I was driving through somewhere like Illinois, I think, in the pouring rain, early, very early on a Sunday morning once, and I heard this sermon called, it was about dry bones in the valley. And they just start off, you know, the usual sermon things, but then he picks up on the phrase dry bones in the valley, and they start repeating this over and over and over again, and then chanting it and singing it. And it's really, it is very, very exciting. I've always meant to play it on the radio. It was about 18 minutes long. I think if I did play it, people would think I've gone quite mad. And it starts off, it's not so much dry bones in the valley, it's dry bones in the valley. And it's not a bad imitation of it, though. It's a terrific record. One of these days, I'll crack completely and play it for you. You wait and see. Anyway, after playing that, it seems churlish not to play Once in a Lifetime. This is the 12-inch version.
Remove the water. taking some time for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones, to preach in that valley of helplessness, and in that valley of lifelessness, in that valley of hopelessness, my Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And
I really would like to play you all of that, actually, because I was lying a bit earlier on, because I've actually got it with me, because I was going to try and pluck up courage to play it tonight, but perhaps it is a bit much. 18 minutes of it. It was very, very moving, you know, particularly, as I say, if you're on your own and you've been driving all night, which I had, through Illinois, which I didn't know, in a car, which was a bit dubious, to say the best. And very, very moving hearing that coming out of the radio. And that was the Reverend C.L. Franklin, preceded by Talking Heads. These programmes are getting stranger. I don't know, there's some kind of crisis about to occur in my life, I think. That's called Once in a Lifetime, I mean, the Talking Heads thing was. And now everybody's been playing lots of Bill Haley records over the past few weeks, I mean, over the past week anyway, and thankfully they haven't just played Rock Around the Clock and all the obvious things. So what I'm going to do now that everybody else has stopped playing them, I'm going to play one, which is always my favourite Bill Haley song. And this is for Hugh McCallum, who's a big mate of Bill Haley's and ran the fan club and everything, and is almost certainly not listening to tonight's programme. This is Real Rock Drive. Haley, one of his earliest records, that's Real Rock Drive. There's another one, actually, called Green Tree Boogie that I was particularly partial to, which only came out in this country on a 45, and on some obscure label it was, too, and I've only seen one copy of it, which was mine, but somebody nicked it. Very irritating. That's a bit of a hint, in case any of you got a copy of it. Now, what have we got for you? Oh, yes, I had information that the Fall are playing at the St. Helens College of Technology on Friday, and I should very much like to go along and see that, but unhappily, well, I said unhappily, probably will turn out to be unhappy under the football circumstances, but the John Peel Road show will be in Leicester, of all places, on Friday night. And then in Scunthorpe, Reality, I think, was the name we got over the phone, and a certain ratio. They're going to be playing at the Priory Hotel in Scunthorpe on Friday. Now, the Rosillos again from 1977, Top of the Pops.
Just had to wait and hold on till I look up to the day you're
his chart numbers, as the Rizzillos and Top of the Pops, and on one of last week's programmes, they had a session from the Lines, and I mentioned then that one of the tunes that they did, Nerve Pylon, was coming out in a slightly adjusted form as a single, and here it is, on Red Linear Records. You can tell that Chris Lycett has certainly benefited from spending some time at John Walters' feet, because he follows the Lines, and who that was the Lines there, with Pylon, no, Nerve Pylon, with a record from Pylon on Armageddon. This is Danger.
Found no every I could feel those trees walking over.
I think those are the Melodians and Sweet Sensation, and Sweet Sensation is the title of an LP on Island Records, which brings together all of the records, which all of the tunes which the Melodians recorded back when. Well, I don't know exactly when, but at the end of the 60s, I suppose. Yeah, which includes Rivers of Babylon, which was done by Boney M, not to advantage in my view. Another from New Order. It's called Senses. new order, and that's called Senses. I'm afraid I'm having one of those nights, as you've probably noticed, when I'm almost totally incomprehensible, and I keep rambling and getting things terribly wrong, and I apologise for this. There's no reason for it at all. It's just something kind of short-circuited in my head, and it does happen from time to time, and I apologise. I think in the previous link, I actually said, yeah, at one stage, and if I did, I apologise from the very bottom of my heart. Anyway, that was New Order and Senses, and when I saw them last week, I couldn't help but think at times that they'd actually subconsciously, at least, absorbed one or two things from early Pink Floyd records. You probably throw your hands up in horror when I say that, as they can't possibly be so. But there were elements in what they were doing which reminded me of some of the things which Pink Floyd did. Just, I mean, not actually in the terms of what they were, the sort of songs, obviously, but in the way that they were doing them. And even further back, then there seemed to be elements of Duane Eddy, and you'll see this is another clumsy device by which I can get another Duane Eddy record into the programme, and this is indeed the case. One thing I will tell you is that those programmes in the course of which I'm most incoherent are the ones which I'm enjoying the most. That was Duane Eddy, and I've almost lost my mind, or I almost lost my mind, in fact, from the LP... Another Night, Duane. Rest assured of that. From an LP, Have Twangy Guitar Will Travel. One of the... I suppose if I had to pick 10 LPs to take on a desert island, that would be one of them. Another from the Rosillos, Fight Amongst Yourselves.
Healthy. All they're talking around the boy, yeah. depressed, still you gotta have a laugh. Ha 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 ha.
What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well still bloody stuck on you. What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well still bloody stuck on you.
You don't want my touch. There's not very much what's next on your agenda, big spender. You don't exactly think I'm mates. I'll find another place where they've never seen snow. I need another line to rhyme with O. But I'm broke, I won't go. Still you gotta have a laugh. Ha, 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 ha.
What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well self bloody stuck on you. What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well self bloody stuck on you.
Good to eat for the rest of your life.
What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well self bloody stuck on you. What am I bloody well supposed to do? Got my bloody well self bloody stuck on you.
I'm not impressed. My life's in a mess. I get so depressed. Still you gotta have a laugh. Ha 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 ha.
I still regard Send My Gyro to Cairo as one of the great pop lines of all time. The Galinsky Brothers, and that's now available on a single from Badge Records, Bloody. And before that, the Rosillos from 1977, Fight Amongst Yourselves. A little Simple Minds.
Jewelry, the suit he wears.
celebrate. Simple Minds, now a wonderful single on Arista Records. And from Essential Logic, I'm moving through at a pretty cracking pace now up until the end of the programme. From Essential Logic on Rough Trade, music is a better noise. I think that's true. According to the popular Prince, Essential Logic have broken up, and that's a single from them called Music is a Better Noise on Rough Trade Records. The last from New Order coming up shortly. The band have a single out next week. The A-side is Ceremony, the B-side In a Lonely Place, and this is called ICB.
We'll be right back. with no sense or reason, making final demands, taking good advantage of all the things I'm told, treated like an animal when you start taking hold. It's so far away, moving in, it's so far away, it seems to draw me in.
This is destined to be a much-requested session, obviously, and I have no idea when we'll be repeating it, but in a few weeks, no doubt. New Order, and that's called ICB. And this weekend, well, actually Friday night in London, there's a whole bunch of bands from New York playing, a gig which I should very much like to go to myself, but as I mentioned earlier in the programme, I'll be in Leicester. The High Techs are from New York, well, from Rochester, New York, and they're not playing at the gig. Why do I mention it? America is definitely making a comeback, you know. Is that an extravagant thing to say? Probably is. Those are the high techs from Rochester, New York, on Archive Records. Subscriptions are my prescription, and I shall certainly play you that again. And then tonight's programme, as I started it, with John Doonan from an LP called Flute for the Fache. And this is the Ace and Deuce of Piping, which I used to play on the radio a great deal 5 or 6 years ago, and it's still one of the nicest records that I know. Tomorrow night's programme, sessions from out on Blue 6 and Dead or Alive, and Radio 1 transmitters are now closing down until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to be joining Radio 2 until 7 o'clock, and then Mike Reed will be along with The Breakfast Show. Thanks very much for listening to tonight's inarticulate and slightly chaotic programme. It'll be terrific tomorrow night. Good night.